safe?
Yep, thank you.
We are reconvening. Senator Anderson.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. I have a three amendments on energy provisions, starting with the 837. Have these been, I assume they have not been passed out? Members, this is on page R136, and it relates to E85.
Hang on.
And we're just proposing some language. We went and looked back at the statutory language that we had in place in the last biennium, and we took a piece of that, but we modified it. And in light of the testimony, and basically what it does is still require a match, but allow the state share of the E85 pumps to be up to 75% of the total cost, but with a maximum of $15,000 per pump. And so we thought that would meet the needs that we heard from everybody involved, but also make sure that we're not spending too much on any one project. Any
members, do I see questions? Senator Anderson has moved A37. I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? A37 is now adopted. Senator Anderson.
Thank you. Madam Chair, on page 216, I have the A40 amendment.
I've seen this before.
216. And this relates to the Rural Wind Assistance Program project, A40. And Representative Knuth and I talked about this as this was our bill, and we just need to make a few small changes. We agreed to adopt primarily the Senate language, but we're going to accept the House allocation of the money of $1 million the first year and $1 million the second year, and then the matching grant needs to be just for the first year because the dollar amount is too great. And that's pretty much the amendment.
Senator Anderson has moved A40. Are there questions from members? Representative Knuth.
We had also talked about on page R218, the 184.3 to 184.8. That's basically the assessment piece. And
oh, and that should be in there. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. And Representative Knuth, you're talking about on page 218, the Commissioner of Commerce monitoring and evaluating the program. And that we have included as well from the House
Great.
Language.
Thank you
for reminding me. I would move that as a compromise between the House and Senate language.
That has been moved in addition as compromise language.
Oh, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I just forgot to mention it.
Yep. It is in there.
Thank you.
Representative Hilty.
Madam Chair, just to make clear for the record what we're talking about on page R218 is on the House side, lines 184.3 through 184.8.
Members, do I see questions? I see no questions. A40 is before you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? A40 has been adopted. Senator Anderson.
The A42 amendment is quite simple. I'd like to offer that next. And this is relates to the issue of the Elk River being designated as the state energy city, which raised a little bit of discomfort among both members on both sides, I believe. So the proposal here is to change the language to say the city of Elk River is designated at a state energy city. And I believe we changed the section of law, but I'm
yes
that it's
I can see. No, that's okay. I have to go to my other one anyway.
It's Ms. Baker. You can maybe call on her.
Ms. Baker. It's now in the chapter, Madam Chair and members, of that contains star city designations that cities and towns can put on their billboard outside their town. Mm-hmm. So it's not limited as the state city, energy city. There can be more put in later.
So, Madam Chair, the idea is not to put it in the same section as the state flower and the state bird and all those things, and to make it more of a challenge and an opportunity for the rest of the state to aspire to.
Members, do I see questions? Senator Shaw.
Madam Chair, who's going to carry the bill next year to set standards for this designation?
I know, Madam Chair, we're going to look to. Would that require rulemaking?
Senator Shaw.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I guess my question builds upon that as well. Why are we doing this? Can't Elk River declare itself and put its own sign up saying that it is a state energy city or a wonderful energy city?
Madam Chair, Senator Chaudhry, absolutely. And I don't want to be in the position of really fighting for this because it's not a high priority of mine. However, just keep in mind that we all voted for it already in the Senate and the House.
Madam Chair, I voted for your wonderful bill, not necessarily this.
I think, Madam Chair, this passed as a separate bill in the Senate.
Oh, it did.
On the floor. And, Madam Chair, I believe it was probably unanimously passed.
Well, it must be pretty good then.
I don't see any further questions. All those in favor. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Representative Osmond, did you have your hand up?
Just going to voice support. I agree. This is a good. It's a good amendment.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. That's you're going to have to push it forward a little bit more. A42 is before you, members. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? That amendment is adopted.
Okay.
All right. Representative Hilty, I believe you have some amendments too.
Madam Chair, I do.
Oh, yes.
I don't think they have been distributed. If we could begin with the A75 amendment. Do you want to get them all distributed except the man?
Representative Hilty has moved A75. Would you like to explain that, or would you like counsel to explain it?
yes, Madam Chair, thank you. The A75 amendment represents the compromise language that is relevant to on page R200, the employee suggestions energy savings incentive program Representative Welty's provision in the bill. This is a language that I believe is agreed to now by both Representative Welty and the Department of Administration. I would move adoption of the amendment and then adoption of section 2 on page R200.
All right. First, let's just vote on the amendment, I believe.
Right.
The amendment A75 is before you, members. Is there any questions? I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? That amendment is adopted. Representative Hilty, you want to move it into
And Madam Chair, with the adoption of that amendment, I would move section 2 on page R200. Which is the Welty bill as amended.
All right. Are there questions from members on this? I see no questions. Representative Hilty proposes to move the language into the omnibus bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposition? That is it. Representative Hilty.
Madam Chair, I have the A73 amendment, which references to page R144.
Representative Hilty has moved A73. Or is it A74?
A73. Wait, we just got A74.
Sorry.
Huh.
We need to wait for a moment here.
Which amendment are we on? 73?
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
I have a question. Representative Hilty, remind me what the Next Gen Energy Board is.
Madam Chair, the Next Gen Energy Board is a board that was just created. Mr. Eloff, I think, can give us the details on the board and also how this fits into the bill.
The Next Gen Energy Board was created in the agricultural finance bill, which just recently was completed. It consists of representatives from House and Senate Energy Committees. I believe the governor appoints 7 representatives, including people from University of Minnesota, Minnesota Institute for Sustainable Agriculture. I think the executive director of AURI is on the board as well. And essentially, this amendment would have that board review research proposals that are funded in Sections 5 and 6 of this bill, and also report on results of those activities that were funded under this bill.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair? Madam Chair, Representative Hilty, I'm looking at the dates you have in here, and the first report would have to be done by August 1st, 2007, which will just be a couple months after this bill becomes law. Will it be possible for them to make a report by that date, or should that date be pushed back to later in the year? And I'm not familiar with this program, so I don't know.
Representative Hilty?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Frederickson, all I can tell you about that is that, first of all, the purpose of this is to just have some review of funds that are being allocated, and this amendment came to us at the suggestion of the Department of Commerce. Mr. Eloff may be able to shed some more light on it.
Well, yes, certainly, Senator Frederickson. We're trying to balance between we're originally talking about a date much later in the fall, but that will have been 6 months after work was already started. What the initial report is on prospective activities that I think people have a pretty good sense of at this point, so they can give the board, here's what we're going to do with the money, and then we also want them to report the next year what the results of those activities were.
Mr. Mueller?
A couple technical questions and, I guess, issues with this.
Okay.
As far as putting the bill together,
I just want, sorry, Mr. Mueller, I just want to, people are having trouble hearing in the room, so I just want to ask everyone to try to speak up, and everyone who's out there, I know if you want to sit down and there's a seat, please try to grab a seat, but, and try to keep things quiet so everybody can hear. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. Technically, I guess the way we're putting the bill together, this works with the House language right now because the House language has the sections 5 and 6 are separate appropriations. One is for the DNR and one is for PCA. But as we put the whole bill together, we're probably going to roll those two appropriations into the agencies where we fund the actual agencies. So I'm wondering if it might be better just we can adopt this language depending on how we deal with the dates, but maybe this can just be rider language on those appropriations if they appear in the spreadsheet. Okay. I think that might work better.
So, but if they, okay, they will be appropriated in this bill?
Yes.
Okay.
But we'll just put, we won't have a, the appropriations won't appear in the energy article. They'll appear in the PCA.
Sure.
And in the DNR, in the broader part of the environment part of the bill.
And the, what's the effective date of this program? When will it start?
Madam Chair, unless it's otherwise specified, it's July 1st in an appropriation bill.
1 month?
So they'll have a month to do their first report. It does seem a little quick.
Madam Chair, the Next Gen Energy Board, I don't know if it'll exist yet by August.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, unless there's a plan to appoint it before the bill passes and start it working. So it does seem a little quick.
Yeah.
Where are we? Should we, Representative Hilty, are you, Madam Chair, should we give the first report a little more time?
Madam Chair, I doubt that any irreparable harm would be done if we deleted August and substituted in at least September 1 or perhaps October 1.
Yeah. Representative Hilty, are you going to suggest October 1?
Well, staff is consulting on this at the moment.
All right.
Madam Chair, maybe we could wait a moment.
Well, they could. I'll tell them to be quiet.
I just put that into there.
That's what I thought. That's what I was just.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't make it easy. Okay.
Let me see. I think it's supposed to go.
Madam Chair, we just had a discussion here. There is an issue of which projects it's going to, but we know the author's intent and the staff are putting this together. We'll just make sure that the language is attached to those projects that that Representative Hilty intends them to be attached to. I don't think it's a problem. Just so we get the intent here is that the reporting requirement will be for those projects that this would apply to in the side by side.
October 1st,
and then. Eight.
Yeah, well, Madam Chair, I think we should adjust the date.
Representative Hilty.
Madam Chair, Mr. Knopf, do we need the amendment or do we just want to?
Well, Madam Chair and Representative Hilty, I think you should adopt the amendment with the intent that staff will adjust, and we generally do this at the end of a conference committee to make sure that the staff can adjust to fit however the conference committee report is going to be organized. We know the intent.
Well, Madam Chair, let's delete August and insert October.
Okay. Representative Hilty is deleting August and inserting October on line 1.5. He's incorporating that as this amendment.
And with that amendment, then, Madam Chair, I would move the amendment.
The amendment has been moved. Members, any questions? All those in favor of Amendment A73, say aye.
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 Any opposition? That amendment is adopted. Representative Hilty.
Madam Chair, I have Amendment A58.
Doesn't have to be moved in.
It's passed it.
No.
Would you like to move A58?
All right. Representative Hilty has moved A58. Would you like to explain it to members, Mr. Representative Hilty or Council?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. This amendment applies to the House language at the top of page R136. Members will note that it's deleting the last two lines of that provision in the bill and inserting the new language. What it's doing is changing a provision that's now part of the E85 cost share grants to that provides for grants to install biofuel pumps and changes that to grants to convert or install underground tanks at retail service stations. This is testimony that we heard from Mr. Krogman and Mr. Schoenfeld on behalf of the Soybean Growers Association and the retail service stations. There really isn't any necessity for grants for pumps, but the tank issue is a different issue, and this would simply change not the percentage, but what the grants could be used for.
Any questions, members? I see no questions. All those in favor of A58, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? It's adopted.
Madam Chair, I have one more amendment, which is the A74, but it was drafted kind of backwards from the way we have been working with the bill. So on the amendment as it has been distributed, what we need to adopt is on page R213.
We don't have the amendment just yet.
What number is it?
A74. On page R213, we would simply be making some technical changes, deleting the colon on line 3, 180, line 3, and then on line 4, deleting the 1. The effect of this amendment is to deleting lines 6 and 7 as well. And what this does is allow for the recovery of biogas, on-farm biogas for uses other than generating electricity. So with that amendment, Madam Chair, I would move adoption of Section 17.
Members, are there questions?
Madam Chair, Representative Hilty, You are moving just one line of the amendment?
Madam Chair, Senator Fredrickson, no, it would be, I would be moving Section 17 as amended on those lines.
Okay. So.
Line 6 through 8, I think.
We'd be moving all of Section 17, Senator, with the amendments.
Section 17 is
correct. Yes.
Questions, members? I see no questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition?
Finally, Madam Chair, in that, in this section, I would move adoption on page R215 and on to R216, the adoption of section 20, which deals with the item that we discussed yesterday using the petroleum escrow violation escrow funds for grants as well as loans to schools for energy projects.
Members, did you hear the amendment on our page, R215, beginning section 20?
No.
Time to look at that. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I was reminded of a section that I had a question about yesterday about delivering fuel and fuel assistance program. And my question and answers, I'm entirely satisfied with it. So if it's appropriate, I'd move on page R-179 to adopt section 51. I think I was the only one that had any concern about it.
Let me back up, and I did not hear R what?
Madam Chair, page R-179.
All right.
And the page, House page is 147.27, section 51.
Section 51.
We were about to, a couple days ago, we were about to adopt it, and I had a question, and it was just temporarily set aside, and I'm completely satisfied with it. I would move adoption.
Section 51, H.R. 179. Senator Fredrickson has moved to adopt that. Folks had a chance to look at it. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? It's adopted. Do you have others, Representative?
Madam Chair, I do not at this time.
All right.
Okay, I got like three more.
Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to offer the A44 amendment. I think Ms. Edwards has that one. A44.
She just got it.
Madam Chair, this is the Rock 10 amendment. And I have to say, of all the issues I've worked on in this entire bill, this has been the most difficult.
And the most rewarding.
And, but I'm very happy to present this amendment because it's a product of a lot of compromise and a lot of agreement, and it's really moving us in the right direction. So I'm really pleased to propose this as a compromise between the House and the Senate language. And essentially, you'll remember that we're trying to help the Rock 10 plant in St. Paul build a biomass facility to replace the steam they're losing from the XL coal plant that's being converted to natural gas. What we do in this amendment is accept the House appropriation of $4 million for a grant to the St. Paul Port Authority for several purposes, for a comprehensive study as well as environmental review, permitting, preliminary engineering, and development of total project cost estimates and other preliminary work and a preliminary financing plan. The study includes a wide range of questions that need to be explored and answered relating to all the various fuel types that could be considered for the plant and an analysis of the environmental, the costs and benefits of all different fuel types, as well as public subsidies involved with different types of fuel. And we also, the most recent thing we added was some language to make it clear that we're going to look at the impact on Excel at the discussion of where the electricity, if there's excess electricity or steam, what impact that would have. We also have a number of provisions that come from the Senate language, and those include, number one, creating, and this is on the last page, allowing the St. Paul Port Authority to create a nonprofit corporation for the purposes of owning the plant. This was passed in the Senate language, and there's also a section here that is helping to clarify that we're not making any, this does not represent a decision that affects Excel's franchise or whatever you call it, territory, that's for future discussion. We also have language similar to what was passed in the Senate bill that requires extensive community involvement and input from the neighborhood level on up, as well as shared decision-making and information gathering, and ultimately a resolution of support from the City Council that incorporates all of that. And finally, the first page is an additional appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources to take lands, probably park land, but it could be public or private land within 75 miles of this plant, and by doing ecological restoration of those lands, come up with biomass sources that would be available for this plant to use as part of their transition. So it's got a lot of stuff in it, and it's the product of lots and lots and lots of discussions from many, many people, and I would strongly urge members to support this.
Yes.
Madam Chair, one suggestion on the first part of the amendment, the appropriation for the DNR, I think it might help to add the language at the end of the rider that the appropriation does not cancel and is available until expended.
Madam Chair, I would incorporate that into the amendment.
Yeah, we have it on the second one. I think we should have it on the first one, too.
Thank you for that. Are there questions for Senator Anderson on this amendment?
Hang on. I'm sorry. There's a mistake. What? Sorry, we're just realizing there's a mistake. Apologize. Yeah, I thought we were taking. I didn't see this part. Well, do you know what the mistake is? Madam Chair, I'm sorry. This has been drafted umpteen times today, and I guess there's one little error in terms of.
We'll just pause for a moment while that is resolved.
Or we can take any questions if there are any.
Senator Torres Ray.
Madam Chair, I just have a comment, and I just want to express my gratitude to Senator Anderson for all the work that you've done with this amendment. I had many constituents who had contacted my office requesting community input in this process, and I know that they have been participating in this process with you, and I think that was very important. So I really appreciate that you took all the time that you have to agree to this language.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Anderson, the appropriation from the DNR for habitat restoration, could that be perhaps like a buckthorn control project in West St. Paul or something like that? Is that what you have in mind?
Well, Madam Chair, Representative Hansen, it certainly could. And part of it is restoring, part of it is removing invasives, and part of it would be the potential of restoring oak savannas or other kinds of more desirable landscapes and habitats into some of our public lands in particular. And so or private lands, I guess we cover both. It's an exciting opportunity to do a win-win kind of restoration of land that would create a biomass source. So.
I would agree.
Good. We'll keep that in mind. We'll make sure we tell them about West St. Paul. We have buckthorn in St. Paul, too, of course.
All of us have buckthorn.
Okay, Madam Chair, I think I have we've had a lot of back and forth with a lot of neighbors and Rattan and the District Energy and union members and Excel and various parties. I can't even tell you all the people who have been involved in these discussions. So, and I really appreciate everybody working so hard to come to what is as close to a consensus as
I think we could possibly hope for. And what we have is, what I want to change is on page 2. I think we want to change, we want to strike non-voting experts on line 14 and 15. And then on line 15, strike define and insert advise on. I hope that makes sense. So, Madam Chair, it would read that the Port Authority shall convene and involve the Citizen Advisory Committee, including district councils members and other members as appropriate to advise on the scope of the study. That's what it should read. So I would, if I may, incorporate that. Yes? Oh. Well, something else got left out, too.
We have other reasons to take a short recess.
Okay. Sorry, Madam Chair.
We're going to take a short recess. We have been pushing staff beyond all limits of tolerance, in my judgment. So we're going to take a short recess.
I have a couple of other little issues I could do if you want. Okay, fine. That's fine. Recess. Okay. Fine.
We're going to take a no more than 10-minute recess while this gets resolved.
Language that is more than just technical.
Too much diet.
All right, come on.
I'm the driver.
All right. Sorry about that.
We're going to do the study, look at different types, different fuel types.
Okay. Fortified.
What's the relationship between DNR and...
I haven't figured that part out yet.